from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. No one is living there yet, but the Spruce Street South location of Living Space was officially opened today. The shelter is the hub of the city's work towards ending homelessness by 2025 and solving the addiction crisis. City Councilor Corey Robin told the ceremony that unlike too many other cities, Timmins admits that it has the challenge and is doing something about it.
Happy to celebrate that the Living Space is moving locations, increasing services, putting more resources at the fingertips of people who need it, people who need someone to lean on.
Robin says anyone who overcomes a challenge doesn't do it in a vacuum. They had someone to lean on. You'll soon be able to go for an OHIP-covered eye exam again. The Ontario Association of Optometrists and the Ministry of Health have agreed to head back to the bargaining table, with the OAO pausing its job action as of tomorrow. Anyone in Ontario 19 or younger, 65 and older, or someone who has a specific health condition can get their annual eye exams done, as well as other services. That was all dropped by optometrists on September 1st when talks stalled over how much the province would reimburse the eye doctors. It's expected the negotiations will get started again soon. An applied welding degree will be offered by Northern College over 3 years if it gets all the necessary approvals. Dean of Trades, Technology and Apprenticeships David Francis says the advantage over current diploma programs would be more science behind welding and associated trades.
This would be things like metallurgy, looking at the constituent parts of different metals as they're joined. And this allows people to kind of have a bit of a leg up if they want to do any kind of aspect of innovation, applied research, perhaps over time, supervisory or more science work that would come from the degree structure.
Francis adds that a degree holder could pursue graduate education as well. Finally, this afternoon, when a community wants to take care of its needy at Christmas, it takes money. Throughout the history of Timmins, one way or another has been found to raise that money. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says one big way in the 1920s and 30s was an all-night turkey stag at St. Anthony's Cathedral. For 75 cents each, men would be heartily fed and engage in card games. Attractions like boxing matches entertained them.
They had a lot of musical stuff happening as well. There were bands that played during the evening. There were songs put together. It was a really good time.
Next week, the main organizer of the turkey stags and exactly where it's believed the money came from. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.